Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
Yeah, no. we have a great day about, you know, just how we live our life.
Yeah. Well, what's really cool, I was looking at kind of what we're talking about today, and we're talking about this guy named Enoch. And the cool thing is that, here we go, this is like big.
I'm ready.
He, the Bible says, Enoch lived 365 years.
What?
Which is kind of cool. He disappeared. That's
right. Yeah.
That's an interesting way to go.
Yeah, instead of going through the whole death process, you just are done.
Disappear.
Just go on to the next.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And 365 years, I don't even know what someone looks like.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty crazy.
365
wow.
years is a lot of years to do a lot of living.
That is.
What I think I just have always so appreciated by him until, you know, never knowing that we were going to do Studio 365 and have a... You know, so a mascot or something. Well, no, I guess a person can't be. I don't even know.
Maybe.
I don't know. But is that relationship?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we get lost in our days and the things that we are to do. And just another reminder that the meaning of life is a relationship with God and one another. If we are not participating in what that message is, then we're missing out. And I had this great friend, his name was Bill, and he had a debilitating disease that just took a lot from him. And yet he did not seem to ever focus on that. And after he died, I had the privilege of being one of the people that officiated at his service. And he was in a very large church, and the whole church was packed, if you can guess, with almost all men.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And we were just struck by that, and I had no idea that he had really been at work at making relationships with all these men, studying with them about the truths of life, of what it meant to live with God. And when you looked out there and you saw this huge place really filled with mostly men, it was overwhelming.
Yeah, what a sight.
It was. And years later, I was at another church serving there, and this gentleman came up and told me that he remembered me from the funeral, from officiating there. And he said, you know, on that day, I was changed because of all the men standing there. And I gave my life to God. I surrendered everything to Christ, and my life changed just because who all was there because of our mutual friend. And it was all about relationship. And if we can make one difference every single day, and that is in our relationships, if we have some broken relationships, we need to look at those and, you know, do our work of forgiveness and letting the things go, that at the end of the day, it's more important to not be right, but to have a right relationship with God and one another.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.